angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, hello out there. This is Diane, known as Eagleflower. Welcome to Conversations with Eagleflower. The listeners of Revolution Radio come from far and wide, from many cultures, creeds, and nationalities. We all come to this table to learn from each other in the best possible way. We acknowledge that no race, no person is better than another. We all experience the gift of life from our mutual creator. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio and supporting us here, which is a listener-supported station. And on a nicer note, today is Lady Horse's birthday, so send her your wishes and give her your hugs on this special day for her. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. A special shout out to all the chatsy chatters at Rev Radio, whether listening now or later. I appreciate you and all of your support. For today's first conversation, I've invited Mitzi. Hello, Mitzi. How are you?
Well, I am just fine here in crazy smoky Ashland, Oregon today. My laptop, but kind of like being in the twilight zone up here, but I'm doing well, and I'm really excited for your new show.
Yes, I am too. I'm real excited. I really have to tell you something. Yesterday, I spent the whole day plotting and planning and getting my plan for today's show prepared. And at the end of the day, I looked at it and I thought, you know what? This does not contain the context of how and where I want my show to go. And I just left it. And this morning I woke up and I just had this great inspiration just to throw it all to the side and start all over. And so today I did. and it's something I think everybody will enjoy. what I thought I would start with is something that was very unusual. I had already submitted a request to do a show, but hadn't received an answer. So it was just, you know, in that pending file. And Friday morning, I was outside, and suddenly a raven stopped and sat perched on the chimney up above our building. And this raven just screeched and screamed, and it was facing me. It was directed to me. And I couldn't get over it. I've never heard a raven sound like that before. And so I said, okay, what is your message? You must have one for me. So in a few minutes, I walked inside, and I looked up, for the heck of it, what a raven totem might mean. And this is what I found. It was the raven quote of the day. It said, walk through the door. It is open. Well, since then, my whole inner self has, it's like it's been exploding. It's almost like a cork coming off of a champagne bottle. I've been having, I guess you could say, my own private party here. But I've acquired so much energy within the last several days that I truly thought I had lost a lot of this life energy. And it's just so nice to feel strong and that I'm on the right direction. Because several months ago, when I first came into Rev Radio again, I just couldn't understand why I was here. It didn't make any sense to me. And so I've been hearing here and there, you know, Eagle Flower, when is your show going to start? Well, doing a show was the last thing on my mind. And this happened, actually three times. So anyhow, I just kind of chucked it off. And then I began to realize this is coming up way too often to be a happenstance. So it just kind of got tucked away there. And for whatever reason, it's something that my inner self has been guiding me to do, and it's been a very slow process for me in the last couple of months. But here I am, and I am so grateful to have this hour to be able to develop a show here. And today, indirectly and directly, I would like to speak about the purpose of my show and of its importance. And let's go back to the significance of the raven, because I found out later on that there's a much deeper significance to this raven screaming and its messaging. And I'll go through what I feel like it is, and we can talk about this for a while. In the grander or greater level, this raven is screaming and messaging to all of us that humanity is at a precipice, and we all feel it. We don't know what it is, but we feel it. And we are challenged to move out of our cave, to take flight, and to emancipate ourselves as a whole and individually. Do you have any thoughts on any of what I've just said?
My mute button, there it is. Yeah, it seems really definitely pertinent to, you know, we are going through huge changes right now. And I know that in the medicine cards from Jamie Sam, she talks about Raven being magic. And, you know, it feels like in some ways, the only way we're going to get out of this mess is magic, you know, like to start, you know, yeah, waking up. Popsicle Toes is saying in the chat room there, saying to wake up. Yeah, you know, it's time. So I think that was really good that you saw that raven. You noticed. A lot of people don't notice when the animals come like that. So
Oh, good. I that's a lot of my messaging I get is from nature. So that's a my whole part of my future show, actually, is the messaging and my conversations with them. The other thing that is very bothersome, because so many people, we all get caught up in the headlines of the day, I guess one could say. And what concerns me is that this warring attitude, and I see it like walls. And I'm going to go through a little list here, and we can discuss a little of this too. We've got walls of anger, hatred, and mistrust. And all of this is of the unknown and of each other. These walls are literal. And whether we have built them up ourselves or if someone else has built them, they're filled with destruction. And right now, you are situated in a spot out there where the smoke is so thick, the fires are burning, and we have these so-called natural events occurring, causing even more fear and death. This is not what humanity is meant to do or to be, period. I feel like we individually begin to tear our built-up walls from within ourselves. Because when I speak of mistrust in all of my searching that I've done within myself, I found very quickly that it was I who mistrusted myself. Forget about everybody else. I had to learn how to trust myself again. You know, if I had any anger or hatred, I had to take the time and just literally let it seep out of me. Have you gone through any of these ordeals? I think you're muted. Okay, it looks like I need to reconnect with her. So hold on one second, please. I'm sorry, I'm not getting her. So I'll continue. What I see is that we have many barriers in finding out who we really are. And we have so, let's just say, thrown away what is our real purpose in life, of life. And we can take this in different ways because each of us has our own individual journey to make. And some of us are a little bit different. Each of us has a separate path, let's put it that way. And we need to literally take off one wall at a time. And many people call it peeling of the onion. And that's the reason why. Because until we do a serious examination, we have no idea what walls are actually built around us. And we literally need to take the time to do so. Eventually, we realize that these same walls prevent us from growing and knowing who we actually are. That may sound very silly to some people, because some people are very matter-of-fact, boots on the ground. But the truth of the matter is that there is a necessity for us to be balanced and in both respects, both the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Another thing that to consider is what are belief systems. We hear this phrase said so often, and the fact of the matter is a belief system is just that. It's a system, and we can delve down those tunnels as long as we want. because beliefs are opinions and their points of view. And it took me a long time to understand what my personal beliefs were. And it ranged originally, a lot of it had to do with my upbringing with the church. I call it religionism at this point. But we all have beliefs. And some of them are very obvious, and many of them are very subtle. And with concerted effort, each person can find out what has been hanging and dragging them down. It comes down also that there are what I would call a major theme or themes that ties into what are our major lessons in this lifetime. And excuse me, I got a little bit of that smoke going on over here too, and I'm got a little froggy throat sometimes. I broke my train of concentration here. The lessons of life. I found out personally that one of my major, major lessons in life, because it kept just slapping me in the face and literally pushing me down, was about rejection. And there's a whole long story behind that, but that it has ended up being one of my main themes, rejection. Now, it may not appear that that is part of a belief system, but it's all entwined together. It doesn't matter what that wall is composed of. It always comes down to what are the basics, what is it that I know about me. One of the major things that I see happening over and over, because I have been triggered also, but triggering is a huge, huge facet. If you see somebody or are somebody who is totally mesmerized by a particular topic, a theme, it could be just about anything. It could be simply about you have to stay on top of all of the current events of the day. And before you know it, your whole day has been consumed by these current events. That's triggering. Now, triggering can happen with people, different circumstances with people. You might hear occasionally of somebody asking themselves, why does this kind of person always come into my life? We've been there and we've done that. We know it happens. And the truth of the matter is that they are very much what I would call like a coyote or a mirror. It is time for us to look at whatever that situation is that keeps coming up so that we can move and really just analyze what is it about that person or that topic or that event that is causing me all of this triggering. I'm sure people have written books about it, but it is very serious right now because it's so easy for all of us to get triggered. And as times may become more severe, we have all talked about how fast this year is going, even though some times of the year have seemed like July seemed like a year to me. It just dragged on and on and on. It was so intense. But at the same time, we seem to be increasing our speed, not necessarily the earth, but whatever is happening, it's very speedy. Another thing that's attached to triggering is what some people call being partially awakened. Now, this is an interesting area, and it's a touchy one. There are many, many people who have acquired the basic understanding of who is doing this. You know, we've got all of our dots lined up in the row. We know they are doing it to us. And they never get past that point. I am going back again that we have a dual or mutual purpose right now as far as being awakened. It is beyond the physical. It is both at the same time. And what I see in all of this fury that is happening in the world today, it's mimicking back to us. It's making a mockery of how we should be living in this world and on this earth. And it's toying with us. It's toying with us in a way that we just really even can't imagine. It's like watching the cat play with the mouse. That's about what it's like. Now, either we're going to smarten up or we're going to let the cat get the mouse. It's that simple, but it's very difficult to change our mind. Quite some time ago, I heard somebody make the statement that our head brain or mind was never supposed to be used in quite the way that we know it to function. We think of everything. And I thought that was a very interesting statement. And the reason I think it's so interesting is that we, as we've been hearing through the years, have different brains in our body. And we are just now beginning to go, oh, okay, what about these brains in the body? And so we find out that biologically we've got brains in several other places in our body. But at the same time, we are also informed that the heart is the primary organ when a baby is first conceived that starts beating. And it develops before the head brain does. So, something to think about, isn't it? Again, partially awakened. This is how can we work away, and work is really is not the correct word there. How can we move away from all of this clatter, chatter, and the current events? And the point of that is we do it one step at a time, and we do it with determination. And with purpose. So this is a preliminary idea of the reason or purpose of this show of Conversations with Eagle Flower. One might say that, okay, how do we get from here to there? And where is there? And like I just said, it's one step at a time. I in no way am going to get into great philosophies because I think we have our messages already have been out there. We have lost touch with our great, our true history. And our true history is also our greater destiny. Why have through the centuries so many of the natives and indigenous peoples been systematically destroyed? Why have their cultures been destroyed or attempted to be destroyed? And I have come to the conclusion a lot of it has to do with the fact that they were more in tune and more in touch with how we are supposed to be living. They were more in touch with their true nature. And so far, I have not changed my opinion on that. It's very real to me. This search for inner knowingness eventually leads to the greater understanding that we form our own reality. Yes, even the deceptive and elusive. Now, some people would have a difficulty even grasping a basic understanding of that, but that's okay. It's very difficult for most of us because we have not had the opportunity to even try, let's say, excursions to try out. What is it that we really know? We already know a lot of things that we've forgotten. And that, again, is another purpose for this show. One thing that I've got that I wrote down in another writing was act as if your life depends on it, because it does. And I think that's a very good way to approach a lot of this. Systematically, everybody's busy. You've got burdens, you've got headaches, and you've got all kinds of things going on. And somehow you can find a moment or two to grind those gears down of the mind that is always chattering. I know it's not easy because I have chattering that goes on too. My whole point to this is that we all can learn from each other. And as I said at the beginning, we're all here at this table of life. And I think that's very, very important for us to concentrate on it. And let's go from there, so to speak. Another very important issue, something to focus on, is basically that it does get back down to basics. No matter how you might approach it, no matter what perspective you take, basics. And what are basics? They're simplicity in most cases. We have gotten ourselves so caught up in so many different directions that we truly don't know what we are facing. And that goes back to that precipice, that dark gray precipice that I mentioned earlier. And the whole secret of it is that, as I started to mention earlier, we need to move out of that cave and take flight. We need to emancipate ourselves as a whole and individually. And I think this is critical. I'm not sure if I'm going for a half-hour break. We'll see. I need to mute this. Hold on. Well, here I am. I'm sorry about that. I could only mute the buzzer on the handset. And anyhow, so I hope you can hear me at this point. I don't hear a break coming up, so I am going to read something that I wrote some time ago. And I'm pulling it up right now. I wrote this, it's called The Prairie Beckons. I wrote this during a time that I was probably at my lowest ever. I had returned back here to my home state, and I was beginning to go through an awful lot of what I've sort of implied through the previous discussion to give you an idea of the time frame of when this was written. The Prairie Beckons. The prairie beckons. It taunts me. It whispers. Where have you been? We've missed you. I reply, in the desert, my 40 days. The prairie laughs and gently chides me. We've been here all the time waiting. Yes, the prairie beckons me. It conveys something for every aspect of me. There are soft rolling hills that gently sweep its contours of green pastures and fields. The waves of grass indeed appear like ocean waves, gently flowing along its path. It is untamed, a wilderness of simplicity. Each rolling wave expresses itself, always becoming. The breezes envelop me, soothe me. Speak quietly their messages to my inner nature. Today, their soft whispers enliven me and woo me. Rolling hills give way to parched, stark badlands. Cut banks in the distance echo life of another era. Strength and wisdom. Lone, naked hills show strength even with the topsoil washed away, leaving only the under raw soil of hardness, pleated with ripples of washings by rain and erosion. Its desolation is topped by a lone bush at its crest, striving for life. This bush is determined to dig its roots deep enough to survive. Again, the breeze and landscape beckon me. It talks to my soul and my spirit. It says, "We are here for you. Come. Come and enjoy. Come and learn. We have much to tell." So I listen with all of my heart, allowing these messages to percolate to my mind into conscious thoughts and words. The land is me. I am it. We breathe together, in and out. We are attached and we feel each other. We grow with and from each other, maintaining our individuality. We become as we should. So that is how the prairie beckons me. There's some very interesting messages in here, isn't there? Once again, allowing ourselves to become one with Earth and one with nature, which is what this is all about, this writing, is a beginning. That is a first step. We've all seen it, and we've probably done it ourselves, where people literally go outside and don't see a darn thing. They see nothing. I know of one person here who only looks at his feet when he walks. That's all he sees is his feet. One step forward, and that's it. We are so disconnected from nature. It's terrible. I've seen, and it happens every day. What do we do? If we see, I've seen a child stomp on a worm because it happened to get in its way. I'm going, really? What was that worm doing to you today? Same with flies, bees, wasps. The story just continues. I have a neighbor who just about gets attacked by a wasp every time he comes in the door. And so I talked to him about it and eventually cajoled him a little and said, you know, instead of acting like you're going to kill it, well, I'll just bring my spray can with me next time, he said. I said, try something different. Greet it and say, thank you for coming and have a nice day. And just let it go. Well, have you ever been stung by a bee or a wasp? So we can see how these stories come across to us every day. I have developed quite a rapport with some of the insects in the last couple of years out here. And it's really interesting. In the early spring when the insects first start coming around, the last couple of springs, I noticed something very strange happening, which I hadn't noticed before. it's like every one of the major classifications of an insect comes right up to me, and I mean right up to me, dancing around, and then I'll greet it, and then it goes on its way. And it's almost like a, hi, this is the bee group. We're coming to say hello to you, and so on. It's really quite interesting. So, yeah, I have my way with nature, I guess. So anyhow, this writing talks about strength and wisdom. And it looks to me like these are two features that we really do need to address, because wisdom takes a long time to develop. And we can ask for wisdom from our inner selves, because there is a wise side to us. And a lot of the different cultures talk about their ancestors and so on. And that is that part of wisdom that is spoken about very often. And a lot of times this is where we would find our strength too, at least initially. Because strength right now, for us to be able to focus and to learn how to trust ourselves, we do need to have the strength and the courage. And I kind of see both courage and strength as being in the same ballpark, let's just say. Messages. As I've been saying all along, messages come to me in different ways. And no, I don't look specifically for numbers, although there was a time that was going on where certain numbers were appearing to me. But it's very interesting. It's like the raven thing. I can't think of anything that's more pertinent than to have birds and others around me that they do leave messages. The whole point about when I speak about messages is, are we quiet enough and receptive enough to understand that a message is being delivered? It could be just in the rhythm of the way a plant grows. There's all kinds of ways that we can get messages. It could be changing our point of view on something. How can we change it? Well, we got to move. We have to either lift ourselves up and get a larger perspective, an overview of something. We would be better off most times not staying in a flat circle, but to rise above and to look over with objectivity. Again, it all comes back down to simplicity. I am going to pull something else up here to read. This is called Winds of a Changing Season. The winds of change blow fast and furious. From every direction they do not cease. What are their signs, their omens, on this cold, gray, blustery day? Walls close in. The air gets heavy and difficult to breathe. Shades are closed to fend off the dark and dreary. Heaviness prevails, growing from dim. We all remember such times and hopefully learn their lessons to climb out of this woeful box and lift off with unfurling wings. As a butterfly or eagle, we climb in a spiral and find an air current to lessen the pull downward. We open the shades and pry open the windows to breathe in fresh air and to see the light. Over and over, we repeat these moves when finding our inner self too confined and falling to a dark night. This world is spinning like a top, and many find they cannot stop the centrifuge of energy that seems to thrust them out of control. The latest scenarios to arise are of hidden history of prevailing lies. Mud floods, Tartaria, and submerged islands, or maybe they simply disappeared off more recent maps. Yes, we move and catch more topics that never fail to surprise the curious. How many webs to deceive? How many layers can be believed? Ah, that is the point. Belief. It catches us in the most interesting ways. Our minds can take off and validate the most audacious ideas. Yet, if we cogitate on them and throw in the concept of fluid time, we begin to see possibilities of how this dimension blends with others. Dwelling in the physical offers opportunities for us to envision and experience these possibilities so seamlessly. Are these stories to be believed? Again, we are reminded that knowing comes from within. There is much that we have been told to keep us confined within the fold. Various dogmas, isms, and telling of hidden histories can all become another circle of chasing our tails. Are we confident and trust ourselves? Or do we fall for the latest diversion and chase down another rabbit hole? Sorry, rabbits, on that one. There are often tidbits of information interspersed that ring true. That entices one to continue hearing chosen speakers who eventually show their true colors and purpose. Why continue believing what is told? In due time, each must conclude what is and is not. Where do these currents and tides lead? Are we willing to bend with the wind, flow with the tide, or find delight in fire and dim? Delusions, illusions, confusion. All are parts of this deception that we are challenged to question and force us to emancipation. So while this world seems bent on distraction, on fear, and possible annihilation, each of us must find that quiet place, that sacred silence from which the Creator of all does dwell within our hearts, our sacred spark. Are we meant to be, become far more fluid than we think of ourselves? How else is it possible to give ourselves the opportunity to break out of this rigid shell of staunch beliefs, man-made laws, and isms, than to throw them all up in the air and let them dissipate? We have such rigid ideologies that only enslave us. If we consider the possibility that our memories, as solid as they seem, can flow and change direction like a butterfly in a breeze, using this symbolism, how about considering different points of view from other vantage points? How can we limber our minds and ideas if we do not play with them? Yes, this world is moving fast. We yearn to find stasis in old habits. Why does it seem impossible for what worked yesterday does not fit into today? Alas, we are such creatures of habit, wishing the old, worn-out past to fit our needs. Meanwhile, we outgrow our old clothes and can choose to enjoy the search for the new. It is our choice. More and more, I am hearing discussions about free will, a topic that I have often questioned. Have we lost our way, off our path, that we no longer know what or how to use it? Reflecting on topics such as free will illustrate how far removed humanity has become from its natural flow, in my opinion. We are chastised for not properly using it. Yet they openly admit that we have been beaten down and forced away from our natural desires and innate being. The only way I found to make sense of so much was to systematically remove myself from the various dogmas, rules, laws, and isms that have formed my belief system. I challenged myself to delve in and follow how various thoughts, forming opinions, and beliefs were all part of my life package. This process continues and will probably go on to my last breath. Even this discussion of personal reflection, of searching the hows, whys, and wherefores of what we perceive and believe are way too much for many. This process brings me to realize how little I respected myself. I had many, many self-imposed limitations, feelings of helplessness and separation, and I lacked decent boundaries. Little by little, I reflect. Someday, certain words such as work, try, good and evil, the list is endless, indicate the subtle messages or confirmations that we give ourselves. For example, if we work at or try to do something, we are actually telling ourselves and others that we lack vision of a satisfying and harmonious completion. Instead, we rationalize and speak of a labor of love. Must everything signify work and arduous challenge? No. By using these words, we simply reinforce our old beliefs in training of such. What happens when we replace these words with a firm vision of doing a task rather than a job? Another commonly used phrase of don't forget, not realizing we're actually emphasizing the thought to forget. Simply use remember. Remember to do this. Other words to consider are light, dark, right, wrong, good, evil, white, black. Each is weighted with implied intentions to lead us down a certain path. For example, left or right responds with immediate shadows of wrong or right. To this day, some folks continue to force their children into using the right hand instead of the left. Being left-handed held so much symbolism and continues in our thought patterns, and our vocabulary signifies it. Another item to watch. How much self-censorship can be uncovered? Truth is that we do it constantly, but why we do it is a whole nother concern. This self-censorship is just behind or below conscious thoughts and decision-making. It can be monitored. Follow that thread of why we habitually censor ourselves on a certain topic. It is a teammate with false limitations. It always happens this way is a typical comeback that we give ourselves, further deepening this trench of stinking thinking. Various reasons for self-censorship can often be traced back to particular belief systems, all of which need to be evaluated for validity. I am personally at a point that may be freeing and uplifting to say, dream your dreams. How else can you discover your true self? Trust the best in you that makes you. You can always change. Focus on what you want and desire. Be careful what you wish for. Live your dreams. I certainly hope you enjoyed this reading of mine. I'm looking to see when I wrote this. I don't have the date on it, but it's a very good one. So I hope you enjoyed these poems and readings I've done for you today. Getting back to what is the purpose of Conversations with Eagle Flower, I think I've made a pretty good statement, let's say, as to where my point of view is coming from on these things. I have an awful lot of writings. After I left Wolf Spirit Radio, I joined up with White Wolf von Otzigen, who developed an ongoing blog for several years. And it was anyone who wanted to do writing, including himself, and an open, like an open chat. And I contributed an awful lot of writings at that time. So I have about five notebooks, five or six, I think, of various topics, and the topics are all over the place. One of them I know that I'm going to get into real soon is on synesthesia, which that has a good eye-popping idea, I guess you could say, of who are we when it comes down to cellular makeup? Because we hear about this reptilian part of our brain all the time, but what about all the rest of ourselves? Do we have cellular memory of any sort? And also, this goes back to our latent abilities, because part of this excursion is to find out what abilities do we really have, isn't it? So while everybody is looking at the mess this world is in, we do have opportunities, if we choose to do so, to look at the world in a quite different way. And I know that most of us who are close to animals and do a lot of gardening and so on, I've always noticed through the years there's a certain something a little bit different than a lot of the other people. A lot of other people can walk through the same garden that you're tending. And I have one neighbor that she always goes, "What's this?" And she always curls her nose up when she says it. It's so funny, actually. And the truth of the matter is, it's, you know, just a typical garden plant of whatever. So, but it is kind of interesting to see how different we all are. And this goes back once again to my opening statement that we come to this table, and by table I mean both the earth and the world and to Revolution Radio, to learn from each other. I'm going to repeat this again. To learn from each other in the best possible way. And we address the fact, we know that other cultures, other nationalities, those with different beliefs are no better than each other. We're equal. And it's time that we start addressing this and finding what are the good things about different nationalities. There's many. I love how the Latino families just, they have such a nice emotional outburst, and they love life. Why can't we learn from that? We can if we want to. And I think this is a key thing here, that really this is what Revolution Radio is all about. After all, it is called revolution, isn't it? And we do have many ways of being revolutionary, just as we have different ways of being a warrior. There's many different levels of being a warrior. So I thank the Raven for visiting me and giving us this message, because it's meant for all of us. I'm sorry about that buzzer. I put it ahead of time so that I would know ahead of time. I didn't realize it was going to be that loud. Oh, my. What a day. So anyhow, as I review, I thank Mitzi for appearing. I'm not really sure what happened to her, but we'll find out later. And I am looking for that one thing here. I thank management, by the way, for giving me the opportunity to speak, because I feel like there's a lot of this information that is going to be helpful to many, one way or the other. Some people will choose not to listen, and that's fine. There are many different shows here. And what I do want to finish this first show of mine, first of all, thank you for celebrating with me. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And here is my last thought for the day. Every day brings a fresh empty basket for us to fill. Our thoughts, intents, words, and expressions fill this basket. At the end of the day, we present it to our greater self. What fills your basket today? Thank you again, and I'll be seeing you next week. Goodbye.
Revolution.